Hello, welcome to my podcast, Ask Susan, in which I attempt to answer your questions about meditation, Buddhism, and spirituality. If you have a question, I'd love to answer it. The link to do so is included in this post, and I look forward to hearing from you. In this week's episode, I address the time-honored question, a question that I've heard a billion times, a very good question, I might add, about the meditation practice that I teach, shamatha meditation, which is, why do I have to keep my eyes open? I don't like it. Meditation is so much easier when I practice with my eyes closed. So if this is your question, I am delighted to make an effort to answer it right now.
Hi, Susan. This is Fran from Western Australia. My usual meditation practice with eyes closed and palms up, I seem to often have deeply profound experiences with that. But with the open eye meditation, I'm finding so much effort keeping myself present and pulling my thoughts back that I'm not getting the satisfaction and peacefulness that I get in my usual practice. What am I missing? Can you help me? Thank you.
Thank you, Fran. I appreciate the good-heartedness and genuine curiosity with which you asked that question. And let me tell you right up front, you do not have to keep doing this practice. I appreciate so much that you gave it effort. That means a lot to me. I hope you found it useful, and I just really appreciate you for making that effort. But you don't have to keep doing that. If you have a practice that you have normally done with your eyes closed and palms up and so forth, by all means, go back to that practice. But I want to explain why this is an eyes open practice. There are eyes closed practices, as you have stated, and eyes open practices, as we now know. And they are both excellent, but they have different qualities, different results, I would say. When you practice with your eyes closed, it is easier, as you say in your question, it is easier to meditate, quote unquote, when your eyes are closed because you have fewer distractions. And if the purpose of meditating was to be good at meditating, then we would all be sitting there with our eyes closed for 100% sure. But the point of meditation, I would posit, is not to be good at meditation. Because what if you were like the world's number one best follower of the breath? Like you were the best. That would be very awesome for you, but it would not be that cool. I'll just say straight up. What we want to be great at is being ourselves. And the fruits of our practice tend to arise not while we are meditating, although it is fantastic to have peaceful and profound experiences as you describe. Rather, the point is to have peaceful and profound experiences in your life, off the cushion. And just speaking for myself, as someone who's practiced for more than 20 years now, I'm pretty sure I'm just like everybody else. I'm sitting there on the cushion going, what's for lunch? And my knee hurts. Maybe I have knee cancer. And, oh, I should be focused on my breath. Let me go back to my breath. Ah, that was good or that was bad and so on and so forth. I'm sorry to tell you, I'm not having a different experience than anybody else. However, I can tell you with 101% certainty that in the 20 plus years that I've been meditating, though I have not seen necessarily profound and remarkable changes while I'm practicing, I have seen profound and remarkable changes in my life and my experience of being Susan and my ability to love others and my willingness to take creative risks and be genuine. So those are the tells that we're looking for in meditation practice, I would say. When you practice with your eyes closed, there can be a sense of withdrawing, which is sometimes exactly what the doctor ordered. Like, I gotta get away from this. No shame in that. However, when you open your eyes, you have to come back. And there can be a sense that you leave your meditative equanimity on the cushion. When you practice with your eyes open, there's less of a sense of divide between your meditation practice and your post-meditation practice, which is what meditators call the rest of your whole life. So there's not perhaps as much of a sense of I'm leaving my meditative calm on the cushion and now I got to go back to the grind. Rather, I'm bringing the mind of meditation with me into my life. That's one reason. Another reason is that this is a practice of wakefulness. And it's hard to be awake when your eyes are closed. We're practicing being with our breath on the meditation cushion, not, as I mentioned, so that we can be awesome at being with the breath on the meditation cushion, but so that we can be awesome in being with our life when we get off the meditation cushion, awesome at listening to others when they speak to us, awesome at being able to discern what we feel from moment to moment, awesome at telling someone we love them when we do, or telling them that we don't when we don't. This is what we're looking for from our practice. And while we're practicing, the breath is the stand-in for the present moment, because there is no way, many have tried and all have failed, to breathe in the past or the future. You can't. You can only breathe in the present. So when your attention is resting on the breath, you could say you're in the present. And again, this is not so that you can be present to the breath 24/7, but in practicing with this particular object, the breath, when you get off the cushion, you can practice with other objects like your fellow human beings, the work in front of you, answering your email, taking a walk, paying attention to the people that you love and the people that you don't love. And there's one more reason why it can be beneficial to practice with the eyes open. Something happens to many people when we practice with our eyes closed, and it is the following. We fall asleep. And the reason for that, and I've done a very in-depth study of this, and I will say that the reason for that is because we're all so friggin' tired. So when you sit down to meditate, you relax. And often, what we're holding at arm's distance, we're no longer fighting. So it comes toward us. And for many, 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 many of us, that something is fatigue. So if this is you, if you fall asleep a lot while you're meditating, you might just take a nap instead. Rest. Take care of yourself. And when you're ready, come back to your meditation cushion. And remember that with an eyes open practice, it is at least less likely that you will fall asleep. And trust me, I've been in meditation halls where very reputable, profound, wonderful, amazing meditators have just fallen off the cushion, literally, because they're just so darn tired. So these are the reasons why I suggest an eyes open practice. And yes, Fran, as you suggest, it is not perhaps as pleasant or as likely to lead to profound experiences while meditating, but it can make your post-meditation experience, aka your whole life, more pleasant and easier to attend to and remain open and present. So we're practicing being present, not peaceful. I hope this is useful. And whatever you choose, I'm good with you, Fran. And thank you so much for your question. If you have a question about your meditation practice, Buddhism, spirituality, please, please let me know. You can follow the link in this post and use the phone number and leave me a phone message. I would be delighted to answer your question. Thank you.